So as it relates to Raid, I thought that it's kedai to go back to the Raid that we spoke about on Daf Lamed and do a part two as it relates to the sugya of Kamlei B'derabimine. So Kamlei B'derabimine, as we mentioned, is one of the sugyas chamuras in Shas, and obviously we can't do it justice in a few Raid bites, but as it relates to just get a little bit of a tam of the sugya and some of the big svaras that the G'dayli Achroinim discussed. So we mentioned that one of the really important Mar Mekoymus in the sugya of Kamlei B'derabimine is a Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, and really, more specifically, a long Rashi in Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. The general context is beyond the scope of what we have time to go through now, but the more specific line that we talked about was a line that was made by the Amora Rava. Rava said, Esnan Asra Torah, Vafilu Balima. Rava said that if somebody was Baal Imoy, his mother was a Zayna, and he promised her a Matana, an Esnan. The Esnan was a Behema. And then he gave her the Behema. That Behema is going to have a Din Esnan, which means it's Aser to take this Behema and to be Makrivit on the Mizbech. Now, Ula was saying this as if he was saying a Chiddush, and Rashi explains, B'lashoni Azov, that Rava very much was saying a Chiddush. Because that's Pashut, says Rashi, that if this man promised Imoy, the Zoyna, an Esnan, and didn't give it, and then Imoy was Teveya him in Bezdin and said, I want the Esnan that you promised you were going to give me, he wouldn't have to give it. The reason is, because even though he technically has a Chiv Mamin to give her the Esnan, but he's also chayiv misa for the beer, and kamlei b'derabimine. Being that he's chayiv misa for being baal imoy, he would not have the chayiv mama now to give her the esnan. So if that's the case, even if he gives her the esnan, it shouldn't be an esnan. And the reason is because if he's not mechuyiv to give it to her, that when he gives it to her, all he's really giving her is a matana ba'alma. And if all he's giving her a matana ba'alma, so why should it have the dinim and all the chumras of an esnan? Kamash melon rava, esnan asra taira, v'afilu ba'al imay. That says, even though he wouldn't be mechuyiv to give it, because of kamlei b'derabimineh, but if he does give it, it's considered an esnan. What's the pshat? So here's the big lumdus. Says Rashi, because even though it's true, there's a halach of kamlei b'derabimineh, all that means is that Beis Din doesn't have the ability to enforce a more lenient punishment if they're already enforcing a more stringent punishment. But Klapei Shmaya Galya, this person, of course, is obligated to make the financial payment if he obligated himself or he did something that's mechayivim to make that financial payment. And the fact that Beis Din can't be mechayivim just means that Bedinei Adam, he's not going to have an obligation. Of course he's going to be chayiv. And that's what Rava was saying. Rava was saying, Esnan Asra Teiro V'afilu Ba'alimoy, that Kimla b'derabimine just means that Beis Din doesn't have the ability to enforce the Einu Shakal. But of course, Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, you're going to be chayiv. And Rashi even took it a step further, that in the event that you owe somebody money, Beis Din just can't enforce it because of Kimla b'derabimine. But if the person that you owe the money to would go and he would be tafas, he would chap the money, like, we wouldn't take it away from him. Because really, you do have a chayiv, albeit Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. But being that you have a chayiv, Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, so when you go ahead and you give the esnan, it's considered an esnan, and that's why esnan aser taira is something that's not going to be able to be brought in the mizbeach. But the point is that what you see from Rashi is that whenever there's a kamlei b'derabimineh, it just means that Beis Din can't be mechayev you to make the financial payment. But lotzei sidei shamayim, of course you're obligated, and not just that, there's even going to be a chiddush that itafas, if the person that you owe the money to would chap the money, loy mafkin amineh, we would leave it by him, we would not take it away from him. The Ktsois in Simin Chaf Ches, in Sivkot Nalef, he brings a Yamshal Shloima, a Marshal. The Yamshal Shloima is in Simin Vav, in Perek HaKoin, that's in Masechtas Bava Kamo. And the Yamshal Shloima says a Chiddush. He says that even though it's Mavur and Rashi, that if there's a Kamle B'derabimineh, there's still a Chiv to make the financial payment, Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. And not just that, Itofas, Loi Mafkin Amineh, said the Yamshal Shloima, the only time this is going to be true is in the event that Beis Din never enforced Ta'ina Shacham. If, however, Beis Din would enforce Ta'ina Shachamar, then it's Pashit. You would have no Chiyuv Latzei Yisidei Shamayim to make the payment, and there the halacha would be that E Tafas Mafkina Mina. What does the Yamshel Shleiman mean? The classic example of Kam Leib de Rabbi Mine is where somebody does something for which he's Chayiv Misa and he's also Chayiv Mamet. Beis Din puts him on death row, and there's a date that's scheduled for when this person is going to be executed by the courts. Okay, he also owes somebody $1,000, but being that he's going to be executed for the fact that he did this Aveira, so Kam Leib de Rabbi Mine, he's not going to be Chayiv Mamet. But we spoke out on Daf Lamin, and really it's going to be the topic of the coming Dafin, the most basic rule in the sugyas of Kam Leib de Rabbi Mine is that we say Kam Leib de Rabbi Mine even where the Oynesh HaChomer is not going to be administered. For example, if somebody would do an Aveira that had he done with Edom and Hasra, he would have been Chayev Misas Beis Din. Even if he does it without Edom or without Hasra, so that there's no Chi of Mises Bezdin, still we say Kam Leib de Rabbi Mine. It's even better. Even if he does it B'shoigig, we say Kam Leib de Rabbi Mine. The halach of Kam Leib de Rabbi Mine doesn't require that there be the Oynesh HaChomer. As long as the person does the Aveira, for which, in theory, there would be an Oynesh HaChomer, even if he doesn't meet the criteria, Lemaisa, to be punished. Why? Because there were no Edom. Or there was Edom, but there was no Asra. Or, better, it was B'shoigig. It doesn't matter. Chai Ve'Misois Shoigigin are also Ptur Menat Ashlumen. It's Tanid Ve'Chizkiyah's Chiddush. It's a halacha psuka in the sugi of Kam Leib de Rabbi Mine, and the halacha is that even if you don't have the Oynesh HaChomer, Bepoyel, Lemaisa, still you're going to say Kam Leib de Rabbi Mine. So Zokti, Yamshel Shloimeh, here's the chiddush, very, very important chiddush in the sugi, that the only time it's true, what Rashi said above a Metziah Daf Tzadik Aleph, that Kam Leib de Rabbi Mine, Yechayev Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, Ve'itofas, Loib Mafkina Mine, is if Beis Din is not administering the Oynesh HaChomer. If, however, Beis Din is going to administer the Oynesh HaChomer, then it's Poshet. Rashi never said the halacha of Chayiv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, and it's Poshet that in that case, the halacha will be Itofas Mafkina Mine. Meaning the whole Rashi is Nogeya in the event that the person was Baal Imay B'shoigik, or there was no Edim, or there was Al Kaponim, no Asra. So Lemaisa, he's not going to be Chayiv Misa for being Baal Imay. Then Esnan Asra Torah V'afilu Baal Imay. Because it's a Chayiv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, V'itofas Loi Mafkina Mine. If, however, Beis Din's Lemaisa going to kill him, he's going to get Mises Beis Din, then there's going to be no Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, and then the halacha is going to be Itofas Mafkina Mine. So this is the chiddush of the Yamshel Shloimeh that the Ktzos brings in the beginning of Siman Chav Ches. And the Ktzos' reaction to the Yamshel Shloimeh is, quote, V'lechayre divrei marshal heima divrei nevius. It says, L'chayre is divrei nevius. Doesn't know the chilek. Pashut has no havan in it. If you say, Kam Leib de Rabbi Mine, means that it only is a limitation on Beis Din, but really you have a Chiyuv, and therefore, Yechayev, Lotz Nesidei Shanayim, Itofas, Loi Mafkina Mine. So, what difference does it make if Lemaisa you're getting the Oynesh HaChomer, or if you're not Lemaisa getting the Oynesh HaChomer? So, the Ktzos brings the Marshal, and then in classic Ktzos Sprach, he says, V'lechayre divrei Marshal, Heimo divrei Nevius. Stating that, says the Ktzos, I have a raya to this Marshal. I think I have a raya to the divrei Nevius, and I don't understand it. But a raya to the Marshal I do have. What was the Ktzos' raya? So the Ktzos' raya was the Ktzos' kasha, which was also the Noida Behuda's kasha, which is also the Nesivus' kasha, which is also the kasha that Rabbi Kivega brings in his Pirush HaMishnayis and Masechtes Krisis, with a whole arichas from his brother Rabunemaker. The Greisa kasha, the stira between the two sugyas, the sugi in Psochim Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph, and the sugi in Krisus Daf Yud Gimel Amadeis. Let's chazer over the kasha a little bit quicker, because we already dedicated a whole ridbite to this kasha. And that is, the Gemara says in Psochim Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph, that if somebody would eat chametz on Pesach, where the chametz was hekdesh. So the Gemara brings a braisa that mentions a machlokes tanon, whether he's chayiv me'ila or he's not chayiv me'ila. The Tanakam in the braisa says, Ma'al, v'yeshoimrim loy ma'al. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, man yeshoimrim, who's the yeshoimrim that holds? That if somebody would eat chametz of hekdesh on Pesach, he would not be a ma'al b'hekdesh. Ordinarily, if you eat hekdesh, you're a ma'al b'hekdesh. But is a Yeshermin that says that if it was Chametz and it was Pesach, then you're not going to be a Mayor Behektish. So Rabbi Yochanan said it's from Nechunya ben Akana. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, who holds Kamba with the Rabbim in a, even by Chayvei Krisus, according to him, you're not going to be a Mayor. Poshup Shan in the Gemara. Because being that Yechayev Kores, the eating Chametz on Pesach, so we say Kamba with the Rabbim in a, there's not going to be a Chiyah Mila. Now we spoke out that Toisvis, often art, in Psachim, Chavtesam, and Aleph, asks that he doesn't understand. Because when the Brisa says that there's no Me'ila for eating Chametz al Hektish by Pesach, the Brisa means there's no chiyuvei me'ila at all. There's no keren, there's no chaymish, there's also no carbon. In Freik Toisvis, I understand why there's no keren v'chaymish. That's a chiyuv mamin, kam lebederabimine. But why is there no chiyuv asham? Why is there no asham me'ilas? And Toisvis Kash is from the Gemara Masech de Shabbos, where it's mavur that if somebody carries on Shabbos a basket and there was food in the basket. Now he knew he was carrying a basket, but he didn't know that there was food inside the basket. The halach is he's chayev skila for carrying the basket, he's a mesiv, and he's chayev achatas for carrying the food, that is, because he's a shoik. Frey Toisvis, why are you chayev achatas? If you're chayev skila for carrying the basket, say, come live with the rabbi minei, you shouldn't be chayev carbon. Elamai Toisvis said, you see from here, there's no come live with the rabbi minei when it comes to a chayev carbon. So if that's the case, Frey Toisvis, vazok the Gemara, that if somebody would eat chametz shel hektish on Pesach, according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, he's the yesh oimer Rabbi Yechlin said, that says loimal, I understand loimal, Karen. I understand loimal chaymish, but why loimal on the carbon? There's no come live with the rabbi minei when it comes to a carbon. So Toisvis brings from the Riva that said that you see from this Gemara chiddush in asham me'ilos, and that is that the only time there's a chiyuv asham me'ilos is if there's also a chiyuv keren v'chaymish. The asham me'ilos is not an independent chiyuv, but it's totally in the chiyuv mamon. So if there's a chiyuv keren v'chaymish, then there's a chiyuv asham me'ilos. But if there's no chiyuv mamon, then there's no chiyuv Asham Eilos. Is Ok Toisvis, is Lefizet, that's the Teres of the Gemara. Being that there's a Kamleb, the Rabbim, and the Chiv Mammon, on the Karen, and the Chaimish, so Mimel, there's no Chiv Asham Eilos either, as it relates to Masech the Shabbos. When we're dealing with the Chatos, all there is the Chiv Karbon. That Chiv Chatos has life unto its own. So therefore, it's not totally in the Chiv Mammon. So you want to say Kamleb, the Rabbim, and on the Chiv Karbon? We don't say Kamleb, the Rabbim, and on the Chiv Karbon. But the Asham Eilos is totally in the Karen and the Chaimish. And because there's a Kamleb, the Rabbim, and on the Karen and the Chaimish, so therefore, there's going to be no Chiv Asham Eilos either. But Al Kapanim, it's before in the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, if somebody would eat Chametz on Pesach, that's Hektish, there'd be no Chiv Me'ila. The way it works is, there's a kamle b'derabamine on the keren and the chaymish, and once there's no keren chaymish, there's also no asham either. Freik the ktsois, right here, and freik the noid of Yehuda in the tzlach and the nesivas and all the gedolei achrayinim. There's a mishnah mesach this krisus daf yud gimel amid beis. The mishnah says yesh oichel achila achas. It's possible for a person to eat one achila, take one bite out of a sandwich, and you're going to be chayev four chatois and one asham. The person was tameh. He took a bite into chalef. It was hektish. It was noisar. And it was Yom Kippur. You eat chalef, you chayev karis. You eat on Yom Kippur, you chayev karis. You eat noisar, you chayev karis. A tummy that eats hektish is also chayev karis. Any person that eats kachim is chayev meal. He did it all b'shoigig. So because he did it all b'shoigig, he's chayev four chatois for all the four chayev krisis that he did b'shoigig. In addition to that, he also has to bring an asham eilos, because again, he was mael b'hektish b'shoigig. Right, you're mechayev to pay keren chaymish and asham eilos when you are over the isa me'ila b'shoigig. So he did everything b'shoigig, and because he did everything b'shoigig, there's four chatois, and there's also going to be one me'ila. And Meir was ma'isif, and Meir said, I have a hechatimsa where there could be a fifth chatos. How so? In the event that the person was walking on Shabbos while he was eating the food, he was chewing it in his mouth, so then he would be chayiv a fifth chatos for hoitzah. He was violated, he was over one of the lametes melachas. So you all ask, I don't understand. That's Pashat L'chayra, that the Mishnah increases, is not like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Why? Because if it was like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, then you wouldn't be chayiv a me'ila. Being that you're chayiv chatos, being that you were over chayve krisos, so the chayve krisos, the chayre would patter you from the asham ilis. That's pasha. That's the sugyim sachem chavtesam and aleph. Oh, but the kash is on Rav Meir. Rav Meir said that it's possible that you could be chayve fifth chatos. How are you going to be chayve fifth chatos for being mechal Shabbos? Chil Shabbos is chayve mises bezden. Every everybody holds that by Chayv and Mises Bezdin, we say, come lebe the rabbi minei. So the question is, how could you tell me that you're going to be Chayv a fifth Chatos and still be Chayv an Osham? L'chayru, once you're Mechal Shabbos, so now you're over Chayv and Mises Bezdin. If you're Chayv, over Chayv and Mises Bezdin, there should be no Osham. Why should there be no Osham? Because the Chayv and Mises Bezdin should knock out the Karen and the Chaymish, come lebe the rabbi minei. And once there's no Karen for Chaymish, there should be no Osham Elis either. Now, don't tell me he only did it b'shoigig, because Chayvim Misa Shaygigin are also Pturim and Atashlumim. That's Tanit Vechizkiyo. So Freik Tiktoyis and the Noid Behuda and the Nasivis and Rab Kideg and all the Achroinim, they're all Matmiya, that ahead of the two Sugishtim, in Psochim Chav Tesam and Alfitz Mavur, that according to Ram Nechunya Ben Hakon, if somebody eats Chametz on Pesach, that's Hektish. That Loch is, there's no Me'ilah, because the Isser Chametz knocks out the Karen and the Chaimish, and the Mamil, there's no Asher would come to be the Rabbi Minei. So then why is it that Rameir holds that if somebody's Mechal Shabbos and at the same time he's Moel Behekdish, he's going to be Chayv and Asher Meilois. The Chil Shabbos should knock out the Karen and the Chaimish, come to be the Rabbi Minei, and the Mamil, there should be no Asher Meilois. So on the Aflamid, we spoke out the first of the two Terutzim of the Tzlach. We said a big lundis to be Mechalik in how come to be the Rabbi Minei works between Rabbi Nechunya Ben Hakon and the Chacham. Oh, but the Ktzayis doesn't say what the Noid Behuda said. He doesn't say his first teretz, he doesn't say his second teretz. You know what the Ktzayis says to answer this kasha? Snok the Ktzayis, v'li nira, that this kasha was the makar to the Yamshel Shleim. And that's the teretz. He says, you know what the teretz is? The teretz is that the Gemara in Mesechtes Psachim is talking about where the person ate chametz on Pesach b'mezid. The Mishnah Mesechtes Krisus is clearly talking about where the person was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig. How do you know he was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig? We're talking about being Chayv Chatas. How do you know that in Psachim Chavtesam and Aleph the person ate Chametz B'mezid? You don't. It's the Kimta of the Ktzais, as we'll see in a second. A Bezok the Ktzais, Yesh Loimar, the Gemara and the Sugim Psachim Chavtes was talking about where he ate Chametz B'mezid. The Sugya increases your Gimel Amid Beis is Zicher, because we're talking about how many Chatois you have to bring with your Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig. If that's the case, and we're willing to accept the different Nevi'as of the Marshal, HaKol Yovei El Mekoyme B'shalim. Why? Because really, the whole Kam Lebe Der Rabbi Minei, when it comes to Me'ilah, we said is a Chiddush. Because there's no Kam Lebe Der Rabbi Minei when it comes to a carbon. Like Tosis proved from Shabbos Sadik Dalet, Skila doesn't knock out Chatos. So what's the Pshat? Now the word is that this Kam Lebe Der Rabbi Minei on the Chi of Mammon, on the Karen and the Chaimish. And once we say Kam Lebe Der Rabbi Minei regarding the Karen and the Chaimish, there's no Karen V'Chaimish, there's no Chi of Karen V'Chaimish, then Me'ilah there's going to be no Chi of Karben Me'ilah either. Zok Diktois increases your Gimel Amid Beis, the person was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig. Being that he was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig, he's not going to get Mises Bezdin. If he's not going to get Mises Bezdin, Zok the Yamshel Shloima, that's where we have Rashi and Bava Metzia, Tzadik Aleph Amin Aleph, the beautiful Cheshbin, Yechayv Lotzei Sidei Shemaim, V'yitof Asloim Afkina Mine. If Yechayv Lotzei Sidei Shemaim, that means there is a Chiv Karen V'chaymish. If there's a Chiv Karen V'chaymish, so too there's going to be a Chiv Karben Me'ilah. So that's why you're going to be Mael. What's the kasha? There's no me. No, there is. There's no kumle on the carbon. The kumle would have been on the Karen V'chaymish. But it's. And now, when there's no Karen V'chaymish, there's no carbon. But a viful, there is a chi of Karen V'chaymish. Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. So we see Karen V'chaymish here. If we see Karen V'chaymish, Mel, you can have the carbon meal as well. But the Sugyim Psachim, where the Gemara says, Loi Mal, and Tois V'zeg, because there's no Karen V'chaymish. Zok Dik Tois, maybe the Marshal held it's talking about where he ate the Chametz B'mezid. And because he ate the Chametz B'mezid, so over there you don't have Rashi and Bava Metzia Dav Tzadik Aleph. Over there is no chi of Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. So there's no chi of Karen V'chaymish at all. And if there's no chi of Karen V'chaymish at all, so Me'ilah, like the Riva said, there's no chi of Me'ilah. If there's no chi of Me'ilah, that's why you are a Mael. So it's a little similar to the Noid Behuda's Teretz that we spoke at on Daf Lamed, but it's very, 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 very different. They're working with a similar lumdus. I'm not going to go back to the Noid Behuda, but it's a completely different Teretz. And the Ktzais is saying that the Teretz between the two sugis is the Marshal. Krisus Yud Gimel Amid Beis, he was a Shoigig. Because he's a Shoigig, he's Chayv Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. So there is a Chi of Karen V'chaymish, albeit lasses yidei shemayim. That's enough for there to be a chiyuv carbon milah. And that's why there's no kamla v'derabim minei on the carbon. Pesachim's talking about where he did a b'mezer. If he did a b'mezer, zok the yamshal shloime over there, there is no chiyuv lasses yidei shemayim. If there's no chiyuv lasses yidei shemayim, so there's no chiyuv karen v'chaymish at all. If there's no chiyuv karen v'chaymish at all, then so too there's not going to be a chiyuv carbon ashamida. Zok the ksais. Lefi zeh, we could be miyashiv. One of the shverer rashis, and also this is also one of the greatest kashas in the sugya, and a lot of raid on this kasha. It's masuk midvash mamish. If you look in Rashi in Psachim, daf chav tes amar aleph, so Rashi on this Gemara, the Gemara says that if somebody eats chametz on Pesach, shall hektish. So the halacha is that according to the Chunya ben Hakana, we're going to say kamla with the rabbi minei, and he's going to be potter. So Rashi, I'll read it inside. Yesh toyin. There were people that made a mistake. The kasha luhu, they had a kasha on the Gemara. What was the kasha? Ki patr Rav Nechunya b'meis et patr. The bar karasu. L'chayr, when did Rav Nechunya ben Hakana say, kam lebe de rabbe mine? He said, if you chayv karas. When you chayv karas, if you do a b'meis et. The hocha b'shoyge gaskinon. But in this sugi, this person that ate the chametz on Pesach, he must have been a shoyge. How do we know that? Midik tani ma'al. Because we said he was a ma'al. And Keren Chaymish and Asham is only true if you mail behektish b'shoygig. What's the kash of a shoygig? La barkarasu. A shoygig is not a barkaras. So Rashi said, I saw people, they made a toys in the sukya. Yesh toyin. There were people that made a mistake, Rashi says, right? You don't see this from Rashi every day. I saw people made a mistake in the sugya. They with me and Mefarish this Gemara, they couldn't learn the Gemara. Because they said, I don't understand what's going on over here. L'chaira, if this person is mail, obviously what he did was b'shoygig. But if we're saying kam lebe derabim inay, that means he's chayv karas. Obviously what he did was b'mezid. So which one was it? Was it b'mezid or b'shoygig? So Rashi the tohu. Tohu, so it's a mistake. Why? The gabi chametz mezid, the gabi hektish shoygigu. So Rashi, I don't understand what's everyone's problem. It's possible to grub a toys. Maybe he was amazed on the chametz, and he was a shaygig on the hektish. He knew he was in Ichametz. He just didn't know it was hektish. So Rashi says there were people that made azat toys. Mamish, there's a yesh toyin, the toyisu. Because what's the stira? What's the kasha? Are you amazed? Then why are you a mile? And if you're a shaygig, where's the kam lebe derabim? The Torah says you're amazing, you're a shaygig. You're amazing on the chametz, and you're a shaygig on the hektish. Is makshima oilam? Everyone asks. It sounds like Rashi's the one that made a toys. How do you even read this Rashi? Rashi said that there were people that made a toys. They didn't understand how you could say kam lebe derabim in our sugya. Why? Because l'chayra, you were had to have been amazed. Why did you have to have been amazed on the chametz? That's tana dvei chizki as halacha. Chayve misne shoygigin apturim en atashlumin. You don't have to be amazed in order to say kam lebe derabim in. This is kamle 101. Vasak Rashi though. Rashi said there were people that made a mistake. They pushed in Cheshbon, Balabatish. No wonder, Balabatish. They pushed, couldn't learn Daf Yoimi the Gemara. They said, I understand. You're telling me this Kamle, so obviously you chayv karas, which means that you ate the chametz b'mezid. If you ate the chametz b'mezid, then why you're a mile? The only time you're mile is b'shoygig. So Rashi says, no, there's two dinam here. There's the chametz and there's the hektish. I mean, this seems mamish, right? What's going on here? This is right. How are we even reading this Rashi? No, you were amazed on this, you were a shoygig on that. Yeah. Taka, a terrible, terrible mistake that these Yesh Tayyim made. Udakarila Makarila. These Yesh Tayyim were probably London. You probably don't even know how to read what they said. It's such an obvious chilek, right? Oh, but the Torah seems to be on Rashi. Because what's even the Havamin over here? Where does it say that you have to be Chayiv Chorus Bepoyal in order to say Kam Levi Derabimine? Everybody knows that Chayiv Misa Shaykh again, no Edom, no As. You don't need a punishment in order to say Kam Levi Derabimine. So there's some that want to say, that you see from this Rashi, that even though it's Mavur, the Chayiv Misa Shaykh again, the Allah is Yiptur Menat Ashlumin, that's only true according to the Chachamin. But according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, that you say Kam Levi Derabimine even by Chayiv Krisus, over there this is not going to be true. And that's like a super duper shmooper lumbus, like a major lumbus that everybody takes out of this Rashi. I think it's more pashit. You want another Rashi nu Tana Dvei Chizkiya, and another Rashi nu you could say Kam Lebi De Rabbi Minei, even if there's no Chiyuv Karis Lamaisa. I said, why did Rashi feel that in the sugi it's Muchach that the person was Chayiv Karis Bemezid? Because Rashi was bothered with Tosfos Kasha. The Chayiv, there's no Kam Lebi De Rabbi Minei when it comes to a carbon. For Haraya, the sugi in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Dalid. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is that there's Kam Lebi De Rabbi Minei on the Karen and the Chaimish. And once there's a Kam Lebi De Rabbi Minei on the Karen and the Chaimish, then Memela, there's no chi of me'ilah. But the problem is Rashi had a kasha on there. You know what his kasha was? My kasha is Oktik Tzoyis. He was bothered with the Mishnah increases you'd give him 11 days. Over there you see that you don't say when it comes to a carbon. So Rashi said, you know what the chilik must be? My teretz, the Yamshel Shloima, the Divrei Nevius of the Yamshel Shloima. It must be that Krisis is talking about where he was a shayit. It's mafurish in the Mishnah increases. He's chayv chatos. And the sugim psachim is talking about where he was amazed. And being that he's amazed, there's no chi of lotzei sidei shamayim. And if there's no chiv lotzei sidei shemayim, that's why there's not going to be an asham. So Rashi held in the cheshbon of the sugi had to have been amazing. Not that Rashi held that the only time you say kam lebi derabim minei is if you're amazing. Of course Rashi knows Eilun Iris. He knows whatever yeshiva bacha knows. Chayvim misashoyg again is peruma natashlumen. And it's true even according to Rabbi Nachunim and Akkani, after the chadish, all this major lumdis. Now Rashi held in this sugi it was muchach because of my kasha zoktik tzoyis. So zoktik tzoyis that lefi this teretz, this makar to the Divrei Nevius of the Yamshel Shloima, which is his grace Akasha, what we'll have is not only a makar to the Yamshel Shloima, not only a yishuv to this Kushi HaYodua, but also a yishuv to Rashi Yimsachim Chavtesim and Aleph. That's why Rashi's actioning Zechayis, and that's why Rashi wanted the sugi to be talking about where he ate chametz b'mezid. Why do you have to eat a b'mezid? Eat a b'shoigig. Say chayvim misa shoigigin. It's because of this kasha. It's because there's a of the Chayiv Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. And Rashi's trying to make it that there is no Chayiv Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. That's why Rashi said what he said. Either way, so this was the great Sakasha, the steer between the Sugi and Psochim and the Sugi and Krisos, two Mahalchim. One is the Mahalach of the Noida Yehuda, the first Mahalach we spoke of from the Tzlach, to be Mahalik fundamentally in terms of Havana, how to understand Kam Lebi D'Rabim and according to Rabbi Chunyim and Akon, according to the Chachamim. The second is the Mahalach of the Ktzois and Simuch of Ches Aleph, where he brings this as a Makar to the Divrei Nevius of the Yamshel Shloimah. Now the Ktzois didn't understand the Yamshel Shloimah. Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shiurim, however, says a svar. Well, along with this, Rabbi Chanan says that maybe the svar of the Yamshel Shloimah is that the Yamshel Shloimah understood that the way Kam Lebi D'Rabim Minei works is that when Bezdin administers the Einosh HaChomer, it's Bechlal Masayim Mana. Included in the Einosh HaChomer is the Einosh HaKal. And that's why there's no Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. The reason there's no Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim when you actually get the Einosh HaChomer is because you got it already. You were already punished. So if you're already punished, you already got the Einosh HaKal, so you got the Einosh HaKal. So there's no point in Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. And there's no mokim for Im Tofas Loi Mafkinim. What do you mean? I paid it, right? I have to pay twice. Now you didn't pay. No, B'chal B'sayim Mana. So you have to know how that works. There's B'chal Masayim Mana, B'chal the Masayim of Misa, is the mana of mammon. Right, b'chal masayim mana means if you owe somebody $100, you give him $200, so b'chal masayim is mana. But over here, you owe the person money, you got misa. How does that work and equate and translate into b'chal masayim mana? So we have to figure that out a little bit better. But the bottom line is, that's what Rabbi Chanan said. Now, Rabbi Chanan acknowledged that not every kam lebi derabim minei is there the b'chal masayim mana, because you have tanit ve'chizki, and sometimes it's kam lebi derabim minei even when Bezdin isn't administering the Einosh HaChomer. And you have to say there's two dinim in Kamle. There's a Kamle that is simply a ptur on the Einosh HaKal, and that's when you're not physically getting the Einosh HaChomer. But when you're getting the Einosh HaChomer, so then the way Kamle works is not just it's a ptur on the Einosh HaKal, but faker, could be the Einosh HaKal is there, but really it's a Bechal Masayim on it. Now it's clear from the whole cheshbon of the Ktzais that the Ktzais didn't learn like Rabbi Chanan. We'll talk about that after the shir. But it's clear the Ktzais didn't learn like Rabbi Chanan. Clear. But the bottom line is that really what emerges from the two raid bites that we spoke out, the Ezus Hashem, as it relates to Kam Lebi D'Rabim Minei, is really this three grossest svaras in the Achrayim, just to put it all together, as it relates to Kam Lebi D'Rabim Minei. There's Rashi in Bava Metzia Dav Tzadik Aleph Amar Aleph, where Rashi says that Kam Lebi D'Rabim Minei is not even a Ptur. Yechayiv, both ancient. It's a din, it's halach in Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Rambam has 24 prakim in Hilchas Sanhedrin. So this is halach in Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's a sif katan in the laws of Sanhedrin. Bezdin can't administer two punishments. You want to know if you're chayiv? Of course you're chayiv. Not just that, he tofas lo mafkino mine. But Avada Yechayev both Einshin. There's no Ptur even in the Einish Akal. We saw a Svara, the Neid Yehuda said that in Koin from the Chunyi Ben Akon, it's Muchach, that Svara. Then no, Kamla B'der Rabbi Menei is a Ptur. That's the Sprach in Yeshiva. It's a Ptur that you're Potter somehow from the Einish Akal. And in certain instances, there won't be a Chayev, Vatzei Sidei Shemayim. The third Svara is that it could be there's a Bechlal Messiah Mana. That when you get the Einish Achomer, Nichlal is the Einish Akal. So there's a Svara that by Kamar B'Dirah Mineh, you have a Chiyuv to really pay the Einish Akal. We just can't enforce it. But Lotzei Sidei Shemayim and Itofas Lehim Afkina Mineh. Then there's a Svara, there's actually a Ptur on the Einish Akal. And there's a third Svara that there's a Chiyuv, there is no Ptur. And actually, when you get the Einish Achomer, you're paying the Einish Akal again, just a Toya Me'ah of some of the lumdus in the sugya of Kamla with the Rabbi Minei, and all through the vantage point of this Groysa Achreina Shakasha, the steer between the two sugyas, the sugya Psachim, Dachav Tes, and the Mishnah, Mesechtes Krisos, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis.